She also accepted one of the few popular decisions of Peter III. Peter III decided it was all right to ban, to abolish the requirement for state service. You didn't have to serve anymore if you were a nobleman. You could go out on your estates and do something else. Catherine thought this was very useful, to have nobles back in the country, back in the localities, building up local administration. She gave them an alternative form of service and endorsed this rule. She also legislated major reforms in how the localities were administered. She reorganized the provinces. These powerful rulers like to transform maps in some ways. She reorganized the boundaries of provinces to make them what she considered more logical. She established noble assemblies, gatherings of local nobility, to take more part in local life. She created a new provincial court system. She established boards of welfare to help the needy, the beginning of philanthropy in Russia. And she established also new urban institutions to manage and run these growing cities in Russia at this time, including giving them some measure of local self-government. She also, and you see this is similar to Peter, but a continuation, she promoted, much more like Elizabeth than Peter, education and culture. Though Peter started this as well. She allowed for the first time in Russian history private publishing, private printing. She promoted schools, free public primary and secondary schools. She worked to develop the economy in many important ways, gave out loans to nobles, gave various incentives to help them develop new technologies, new techniques of agriculture. She also made available various loans to business owners to try to build up the urban industrial economy. And of course, connected to all of this, part of, again, the tradition in which she was continuing, she did what she could to build up the expansion, the size of the Russian Empire, again, enhancing Russia's status as a great power. Most importantly, she fought wars to expand the reach, the territory of the Russian Empire, including expanding into what then was Poland, what later became Poland, which she seized and divided in its partition with other European powers. She also moved into the areas around the Black Sea, finally reaching the sort of southern geographic reach of the empire by taking Crimea after a victory in a war with Turkey, who Russia was constantly fighting. And as a result of these territorial acquisitions, she also got her title, the Great, Catherine the Great. Now, why did she do all this? What do we know about how she thought about these various purposes of power that she was using in this modernizing way? In part, we know she was inspired, she tells us so all the time, by Enlightenment ideas about the need for greater human freedom, for greater equal rights, for democracy in the world. For example, we can see this in her famous instruction, which she presented to the participants, the delegates to the Legislative Commission in 1767. She argued about the need for reform in Russia according to key Enlightenment ideas. She said, first of all, remember Russia is a European state. We must start from that foundation. She went on to say that the purpose of monarchy is, and I quote, not to deprive people of their natural liberty, but to correct their actions in order to attain the supreme good. She went on to say legitimate monarchy had to be founded on fundamental laws, the rule of law, that all citizens are equal and hence subject to the same laws, that every individual, she said, whatever their social place is, in her words, still but a man. Indeed, she argued explicitly that the whole purpose of the state and its laws was above all to make people happy. For example, in Article 521 of the instruction, she bluntly states that the codification and the reform of laws would, and I quote, render the people of Russia as human beings the most happy of any people on earth. At the same time, it's also clear that Catherine had no intent, despite all of this, in giving up her absolutist power. First of all, she believed Russia wasn't ready for complete liberty or democracy. Russia needed autocracy. After all, what else would bring about these civilizing changes? And at one point, in fact, one of the most powerful and liberal members of court, a man named Count Panin, Nikita Panin, actually proposed that one go follow the logic of all this and create a system where rule was not by an individual, but simply by the authority of law and state institutions. And he proposed, to realize this, a special council, an imperial council, that would rule with the Tsar. Many saw this as the beginnings of a rule by aristocracy, but it could also be seen, and I think Panin saw it this way, as the first step toward what was often called, even by Russians, using the German word, a Rechtsstaat, a system based on the rule of law. Catherine refused.